From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The grandson of the founder of Toyota will be on Capitol Hill today. Akio Toyota is expected to offer another apology for his company's safety issues. In a prepared statement, Toyota is expected to say that he accepts full responsibility for the global recall of more than 8 million cars. He'll also offer condolences over the deaths of four San Diego family members in a Toyota crash in late August. During yesterday's first congressional hearing on Toyota's problems, Rhonda Smith told lawmakers she believes electronics caused her to lose control of her Lexus. It sped up to 100 miles per hour and she couldn't stop it.
After 6 miles, God intervened. As the car came very slowly to a stop, I pulled it to the left median.
Toyota has insisted that electronics were not to blame, but James Lentz, the chief of Toyota's U.S. sales, said the company is still investigating the issue. A man accused of being one of the top members of a high-powered Mexican drug cartel has appeared in federal court in Chicago. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports Jesus Vicente Zambada Niebla pleaded not guilty to helping bring tons of cocaine into the U.S.
At least 10 U.S. marshals stood watch around various points in the courtroom as Zambada Niebla was escorted in front of federal judge Ruben Castillo. Zambada Niebla appeared tall and skinny in his orange jumpsuit. During the brief hearing, he did not speak, but his lawyers entered a plea of not guilty. Zambada Niebla is charged with conspiring to bring drugs from Mexico into the U.S. Prosecutors say he helped the Sinaloa cartel move tons of cocaine from Central and South America into Mexico and from there to Chicago. Mexico extradited Zambada Niebla last week. His attorneys would not comment to the media. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
South Korea's Kim Yoo-na leads the ladies' figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics last night in the short program. Her world record score put her comfortably ahead of her Japanese rival. In third place, Canada's Joanny Rochette skated well despite dealing with the sudden death of her mother. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was billed as a battle between two 19-year-old Asian superstars. Kim Yoo-na and Mao Asada didn't disappoint. Kim, the reigning world champion, was practically flawless with her jumps, spins, spirals, and energy. Her score of 78.5 points broke her own world record. Asada, the 2008 world champion, is a complete skater known best for her jumps. She was the only one in the short program to try a difficult triple axel. She landed it cleanly. Reportedly, she's planning two triple axels for Thursday's free skate, which could help narrow Kim's lead. Joanny Rochette had the crowd roaring and crying after her routine put her in third place. Rochette's mom died suddenly on Sunday. Rochette cried as she took her bows. Through a spokesman, she said it was hard to handle, but she appreciated the support. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. At least three people are dead after a suspected U.S. missile strike today in the Pakistani tribal region of North Waziristan. Two intelligence officials say the identities of those killed is not yet clear, but the area targeted is a stronghold of an Afghan Taliban faction considered to be a major threat to U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A similar strike last week in the same area killed a son of Jalaluddin Haqqani, the leader of the group. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is trying to nudge forward negotiations on a nuclear arms reduction treaty. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the secretary spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for about 15 minutes to encourage him to help finalize a follow-on treaty to start the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which expired last year.
We are at the point where we think that we can reach an agreement relatively quickly, and we are encouraging the Russian side to do its part.
This has been a priority for President Obama, who has argued that the U.S. and Russia should remain committed to nuclear disarmament. Officials believe this would put the U.S. and Russia in a better position diplomatically to deal with Iran and North Korea. But the talks have dragged on longer than hoped. The two sides are said to have differences over verification measures for a new treaty. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A man who authorities say shot and wounded two teenage students at a suburban Denver middle school is expected to make his first court appearance today. Authorities say a teacher tackled the 32-year-old just after he shot the two teens. They are expected to survive. Authorities have not said what the suspect's connection to the school is. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.